Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources, Dr. Jack Payne, says it's a big problem.
You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but nobody's entitled to their own set of facts. And facts come out of science and the work we do at the university. And so all these controversial subjects that we face today, whether it's climate change, sea level rise, vaccinations for our children, or genetically modified organisms or GMOs, they're extremely controversial. And there's lots of opinions out there. And as researchers on the issues, our job is to provide the public with the best knowledge known to humankind through our research. But unfortunately, because opinions are so strong, if our scientists are asked to speak in public about something like a GMO, we're finding that repeatedly they're being attacked and really causing us a lot of time and effort and money because of the legal ability for these folks who disagree with the science to harass us.
And Dr. Payne worries this will affect other researchers.
All of our emails are permitted to be pulled by the public, and this takes time and effort to go through these. The open records law, which is, I understand why people want that, and it's important that everything be transparent. But more and more, it's being used as a tool to harass our dedicated scientists who are just trying to tell people the truth of what they discover through their research. But what it does, it causes us to have very large legal bills. Our IT people are tied up for many, many hours doing email searches to reply to these requests. And it really is diverting our attention from the real work of discovery. And I'm worried that this kind of harassment will have other faculty from wanting to communicate publicly about their science. And we need them to do that so people understand what science is trying to tell us. And it's getting to be more and more difficult.
The researchers believe they've been put in the activist crosshairs because they provided science-based responses to questions on the website gmoanswers.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.